The new way that Jesus brought of worshiping and of living and of thinking about God and how we should live our lives destroyed or highly modified many traditions of that day. Sometimes tradition can stand between us and being saved, between the soul sickness we have with sin and being healed. It's just the way we've always done it, and we don't want to change. We don't want something new into our life. Listen to what it says in Luke 6, verse 5. And Jesus said unto the scribes and Pharisees, that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered, and the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, stand forth in the middle. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking around upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth your hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. And the scribes and the Pharisees were filled with madness. And they conspired one with another what they might do to Jesus. See, we don't want to be driven to madness because Jesus Christ is changing some things in our life, that he's changing our traditions, that he wants us to have a personal relationship with him and not just go through the form of religion or obey some set of religious laws. Sometimes when we do this and follow Jesus, it fills other people with madness, and they think we're crazy, and they conspire one with another. They can't figure out what to do with this, and so they get together and decide. Follow Jesus in this new way that Jesus gave to us today. Let Jesus make all things new. Father, I pray that you would help me to accept the newness that Jesus brings into my life each day. According to the Word of God, the new is brought into my life. The Spirit of God makes me better today than I was yesterday. The old George has been changed. The new George is here every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help me to receive that, Lord, and protect me from those who think that I have gone mad. In Jesus' name, amen.